Support for the Legislative Gazette comes from New York State United Teachers, working to support students, educators, and public schools as the center of their communities with Public Schools Unite Us initiative, and United University Professions, representing 37,000 academic and professional employees at SUNY campuses and teaching hospitals across New York State. Frederick E. Cole, President, UUPinfo.org. New York Governor Kathy Hochul laid out her priorities for the year this week in her State of the State address. As in years past, she's focused on two big issues, public safety and affordability. The New York Public News Network's Jung Yoon Han reports.
Our future depends on the ability of every family to afford the essentials of life and our ability to protect the safety and security of our residents.
For weeks, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has been pushing for what she calls an affordability agenda. And that emphasis, along with public safety, rang true in her fourth annual speech to New Yorkers.
But we will not achieve these goals without a fight. So my commitment to every New Yorker is this: your family is my fight.
The governor has a few major proposals to address affordability in the state. Hochul wants to offer rebate checks for qualifying New Yorkers to fight inflation and proposed tax cuts for middle-class families.
The tax cut I propose today and will fight for in the coming months will deliver the lowest tax rates in 70 years.
Hochul also presented child care initiatives targeting families in the state, including a benefit that would provide expectant mothers on public assistance $100 a month and $1,200 when their child is born. The governor is also calling for the expansion of the state's child tax credits and providing free school meals to all students in the state.
Now we're approaching $5,000 in real money back in your pockets. That's how we make New York more affordable.
Hochul's other main promise was to improve public safety. The governor listed several proposals, from expanding care to victims of crime to addressing safety issues on the road, such as drugged driving. She also has plans to address mental health, including by expanding the state's laws around involuntary commitment. This comes as high-profile attacks in New York City subways have prompted conversations about how to address homelessness and mental health crises.
This is about having the humanity and the compassion to help people incapable of helping themselves. Fellow human beings who are suffering.
Democratic lawmakers in the audience reacted mostly positively to the governor's ideas. Andrea Stewart-Cousins leads the party in the Senate.
As I always say, we are always rowing in the same direction. So I was heartened by the speech. Of course, looking at the budget will tell its own story, but I think it's a good start.
But Republicans like Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort says he was surprised the governor mentioned little on immigration.
It was kind of a glaring omission to me that it wasn't in there. No talk about the migrant crisis in the city of New York, about the shelter situation in the city of New York, about the money that's gone to the city of New York.
U.S. House Representative Mike Lawler, who's openly considering running against Hochul for governor, says her proposals don't really help New Yorkers.
Let's be honest. The governor's rebate check proposal doesn't make her a tax cutter any more than her endlessly reminding people she's a Bills fan makes people think she cares about working families upstate.
He said that while he likes the governor's desire to cut the cost of living in the state,
the reality is that she can't and won't deliver on these pie-in-the-sky promises.
The governor will have less than 2 years to deliver on these proposals before she is up for re-election in 2026. In Albany, I'm Jung Yoon Han for the New York Public News Network.
After the governor's State of the State address this week, legislators from New York's North Country weighed in, saying they want to see the upcoming budget to determine how the initiatives in the speech will be funded. The Legislative Gazette's Pat Bradley with more.
Governor Hochul touted proposals she says will enhance her key priorities: affordability, opportunity, and public safety. She acknowledged many residents are struggling as she called for tax cuts for the middle class and a new inflation refund to taxpayers. She also called for universal child care and free breakfast and lunches at schools. Senator Dan Steck, a Republican from the 45th District, had attended an earlier press conference with GOP Congressman Mike Lawler of the Lower Hudson Valley, calling for a new direction from the governor. Steck, a candidate for Congress himself in the North Country, claims there was not much detail nor substance in the speech.
The only thing that was new in her speech was her desire to return to using mental health institutions, reinstitutionalizing people. Not to say that we should never once in a while rethink and reexamine our decisions on how we provide mental health services, but I mean, that was the only thing that was new in her speech. Everything else was a retreading of past initiatives that didn't get through the legislature, whether it was free meals in school or free community college for everybody or universal child care. I mean, these are not new initiatives, and these are things that are very expensive.
Assemblyman Matt Simpson, a Republican from the 114th District, contends Hochul is just now acknowledging the issues the GOP has been highlighting.
Affordability being the top issue. Housing, criminal justice, public safety, she talked about. We've been raising the issues with bail reform that were passed several years ago, and what really concerns me is spending at a time when we have affordability challenges. You know, at the end of the day, this money comes from New Yorkers, all of us. And where's this extra money?
Assemblyman Billy Jones, a Democrat from the 115th District, says Hochul brought up many points legislators have been discussing.
Affordability, I think that's a big issue that we obviously keep hearing about from people. Middle class tax cut will help a bit. The child tax credit, sounds like there's going to be an emphasis on child care as well. It's all about affordability.
Simpson was disappointed that Hochul did not include North Country directed proposals in her speech.
I didn't hear anything referenced to the Adirondacks. I think it needs to be recognized that our North Country infrastructure is antiquated. It needs significant focus if we want to truly have economic development and growth.
Steck also noticed a lack of regional proposals.
I was disappointed that she didn't really talk about anything specific to the region. Now, in fairness to her, she didn't talk about anything specific to any region of the state. It was an opportunity lost, I think. She could have done more to communicate a vision for the state. And the hope is that we'll get a little more detail and meat on the bone here in a week or two when she rolls out the budget.
Hochul did not outline how the proposals in the state of the state would be funded during her speech. More than 200 proposals are outlined in the state of the state book issued by the governor's office. Her budget will be issued in the coming days.
For the Legislative Gazette, I'm Pat Bradley.
Listening to the Legislative Gazette, a program about New York State government and politics. I'm David Gustina. This week I sat down with New York State Republican Assembly Minority Leader Will Barclay. Two of the Republicans' issues they've been harping on for years are affordability and public safety, two of the very issues the governor dealt with in her State of the State address. Will Barclay says the ideas come from his minority conference.
Yeah, we're very happy about it. I've said many interviews I've done since the State of the State, I say I welcome the governor to the party. I mean, our conference has been talking about crime. Our conference has been talking about affordability for many years. I'm glad that she's finally seen the polls, heard from New Yorkers, and seen the light that these are issues that New Yorkers are concerned about and they want to address. So for the most part, I was pleased with the substance of her speech, but someone told me today you can't really be thanking arsonists for finally going to a fire station and try to fight the fire. You know, she's part of the reason we're in this place, unfortunately, in this state. But again, I am pleased that at least she's recognizing that these are problems and maybe we can work together in a bipartisan way to try to solve these problems.
Well, of course, it's a proposal, you know, that's aspirational. We won't really know what's going to be there with specific proposals and money allocations till her budget comes out next week, will we?
Yeah, we've been spending crazily in the state, and that's not a sustainable. So it will be interesting to see what she proposes. In the last 5 years, we've increased spending, as I've told you before, $60 billion. That's not sustainable. We have to be more realistic on our budgetary process. And by having such a large budget, you get the money from somewhere. And unfortunately, we've done so much tax and spend in New York, it's made New York unaffordable. And as a direct result of that, people are leaving the state. So you're right. She's going to have to hopefully sharpen her pencil and find places where we just don't have the rate of growth in spending that we have over the last number of years.
The governor, of course, referencing the subways, which there have been some high-profile violent crimes in the subways, and she acknowledged that. The other issues that have been separating her from the Republican Party have been bail reform. Now that she's sort of acknowledging these things, I'm wondering, despite the fact that she may have stolen, quote, some of your ideas, whether you will work with her on this. Can we see cooperation? Now, I know you're in the minority and you don't have a heck of a lot of power here, but because it seems like the same issues rear their head every single election cycle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, affordability, let's start with affordability, and then we can talk about crime, we can talk about housing or any of the other things she talked about. So affordability, I was pleased. I'm always happy when any elected official, Democrat or Republican, talks about tax cuts, particularly here in New York, where the highest tax citizens in the country. So she didn't give any forewarning of her middle class tax cuts. So that was a surprise. I was pleasantly surprised. And I think she'll have the full support of our conference in doing that. The other affordability she talked about, and talked about stealing our ideas, was the child tax credit, which we've had a bill held in the Assembly for a number of years. Just last year, the Democratic majority has held our bill for that child tax credit. Interestingly, the governor's proposal is richer than our proposal. I think she's up to $1,500 maybe as a $1,000 tax credit. I think ours was $500. So we're happy that she's going that. We're happy to take an idea, maybe even improved on our ideas. But, you know, she's going to have to get that through the legislature. And hopefully now that she's proposing it, the Democratic majorities in both houses will take a better view of that.
That's New York State Republican Assembly Minority Leader Will Barclay. You are listening to the Legislative Gazette, a program about New York State government and politics. I'm David Gustina. Governor Kathy Hochul's State of the State address this week garnered mixed reviews from lawmakers in the Hudson Valley, as the Legislative Gazette's Jesse King reports.
In an energetic speech centered around affordability, the Democrat proposed nearly tripling the child tax credit, cutting taxes for the middle class, handing out inflation refund checks to New York residents, and offering universal free meals in public schools.
Many Americans, not just New Yorkers, have been hit hard by inflation since COVID. Because prices went up, our sales tax revenue went up as well. But I believe this. That extra money does not belong in state coffers. It belongs back in your pocket.
But not everyone is impressed. Some Republican lawmakers have questioned how helpful and expensive Hochul's proposals might be. Congressman Mike Lawler, a Republican from the 17th District, was in Albany to deliver a rebuttal before Hochul even took to the podium on Tuesday.
Taking thousands of dollars out of New Yorkers' left pocket and then putting $500 in their right pocket is not a tax cut. It's an insult.
Lawler is considered a contender to run for governor in 2026. In Ulster County, Hochul's address fared better with State Senator Michelle Hinchey, a Democrat from the 41st District. Hinchey gave her own speech recapping 2024 and the state of her district at an Ulster County Chamber of Commerce meeting Wednesday. Hinchey, who chairs the Senate Agriculture Committee, says her team has been fighting to expand universal school meals in New York for 3 years.
I'm really proud that in the governor's State of the State yesterday, she took our proposal. We'll be negotiating it through the next couple of months, but by the end of this year and into the next school year, we should have universal free meals for every student across the state.
And she says multiple school districts in Ulster County are already providing free meals through the Federal Community Eligibility Program. Next, she wants to expand New York's farm-to-school program to bring produce from local farms in for school breakfasts. Right now, Hinchey says the program is complicated and only applies to lunch, causing few schools to use it at all. But she says it could be a good opportunity for farmers and students alike.
because you know that you cannot teach a hungry kid, and that food is a source of medicine. If we're actually providing nutrients and good, healthy food to students in their development, they can learn better. They can have better social and emotional learning. They can build better relationships. That starts with the food that they're eating.
In a statement, 96th District Assemblyman Patrick Carroll also praised Hochul's plans to expand universal school meals and the child tax credit, but he called for more focus on rail service west of the Hudson River. Hochul's address proposed multiple investments in Hudson Valley Transit in a bid to perhaps assuage lawmakers upset by the MTA's new congestion pricing toll in Lower Manhattan. But Carroll says the toll is still unfair to Rockland County commuters who don't have a direct train line into Manhattan.
People in Rockland don't get the services back, but we pay a lot. And adding another, you know, $9 fee on top of it, it might sound small, $9, but it adds up. A lot of our workers are, you know, required to commute.
Hochul's proposals include a study looking at ways to improve transit west of the Hudson. Speaking of WAMC in a blustery Poughkeepsie Wednesday, Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, a Democrat from the 106th District, says she would like to have more conversations around how New York plans to achieve its goals under the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. The CLCPA aims to reduce the state's greenhouse gas emissions 40% from 1990 levels by 2030 and 85% by 2050. But overall, Barrett says she's excited by Hochul's ideas on affordability and education.
And I love what you were saying about the community colleges and creating opportunities for adults to go back and train in a number of different fields where we really have a workforce shortage, but they're going to create great jobs and have that be tuition free, which, you know, I think is a wonderful idea.
In other reviews, Republican State Senator Peter Oberacker of the 51st District described Hochul's address as underwhelming, adding in a statement her proposals, quote, focused on appearances more than addressing the real crises facing communities, end quote. Hochul is set to deliver her budget plan in the coming days. Last year's final budget totaled roughly $237 billion. For the Legislative Gazette, I'm Jesse King.
The Legislative Gazette's Aaron Shella Levine gathered even more reaction from legislators to this week's State of the State address by New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Governor Hochul spent the weeks leading up to Tuesday's speech outlining her so-called affordability agenda. Hochul presented some proposals that would support working and middle-class families, including a tax cut for joint filers earning under $320,000, as well as inflation refund checks for more than 8 million New Yorkers. Republican Assemblywoman Mary Beth Walsh of the 112th District says she wants to know how these programs will be funded before getting behind them.
She's talking about the inflation refund, the $300 or $500 checks that are going to go out to people. I mean, to me, that just strikes me as being kind of gimmicky. And I think that if you go to the grocery store or you pay your National Grid bill in a given month, that's going to eat all of that up. So I appreciate the effort that she's trying to make. I don't know how she's planning on paying for it. I mean, if you're going to do a sweeping tax cut on the middle class, somebody's got to pay for that.
Republican Assemblyman Robert Smullen of the 118th District sits on the Ways and Means Committee. He's happy to see support for working New Yorkers, but he also views the inflation refund checks as a gimmick.
What I would have liked to have seen in the State of the State address from the governor is some revenue, where the revenue is going to come from. I think that there are many areas of the state budget where we actually could have cut spending, and that way we wouldn't have to match taxes to revenue. We could just give more money back to people or pay more of our debt off.
Hochul said she wants to change the state's mental hygiene laws to make it easier to involuntarily commit people who may become dangerous during a mental health crisis. Walsh says she supports the move in theory, but is unsure it's realistic.
I've got concerns about that because I think that where are we going to put them? You know, if we're going to be picking people up or involuntarily committing people. I mean, she made a statement that there were more doctors in more beds, but I disagree. I'd have to see the data, but I don't think so. I think that we are really lacking both right now. And so if we are going to try to pick up people and get them off the street and get them help, I mean, I appreciate the need to give people help. They also have to be, at least to some extent, willing to receive it. And we need to have the people and the places and the programs to do it.
Democratic State Assemblywoman Carrie Warner represents the 113th District. She applauds Hochul's focus on mental health, but says there's still plenty of work to be done.
I will say that it is my observation that even though we have made investments in expanding the mental health beds available across the state over the last couple of years, it is not nearly enough. And I hear from our hospitals, I hear from families, I hear from parents who have a family member, a neighbor, somebody in their life that is struggling with severe and persistent mental illness for whom there are no resources.
Warner's district encompasses portions of Saratoga, Washington, and Warren counties. She says she would have liked to hear the governor focus on supporting healthcare infrastructure in the rural parts of her district.
Hospitals and nursing homes are on a financial precipice. We have a shortage of primary care physicians. We have a shortage of dental providers in rural communities and in other shortage areas upstate. And these challenges mean that people are not getting the consistent care that they need, which puts pressure on our hospital system and ultimately on our nursing home system. And though we need investments in our healthcare system, and we need hospital rates to be raised, we need nursing home rates to be raised, and without those investments, this system is really going to start to crumble.
Hochul's budget plan is due in the coming days.
For the Legislative Gazette, I'm Aaron Shallow Levine.
You are listening to the Legislative Gazette, a program about New York State government and politics. I'm David Gustina. A new report finds funding shortfalls and rising inflation are making it difficult to maintain and improve New York's transportation infrastructure, making it costlier for motorists. The Legislative Gazette's Dave Lucas explains.
The report issued by TRIP, a transportation nonprofit organization based in Washington, D.C., finds local, state, and federal investments in New York's roads, highways, and bridges are falling short. The report says that means a $38 billion annual cost to motorists due to congestion, rough roads, and traffic crashes. Key findings include nearly $3,500 annually for New York Metro motorists and $1,800 for the Capital District. The report notes that 30% of major roads in the metro area are in poor condition, with similar percentages in other regions. Bridges fared slightly better. Capital Region Chamber and the Center for Economic Growth Vice President of Government Relations, Tom O'Connor, says the poor condition of the area's roads and bridges negatively impacts the local economy.
If you're getting off of 787 onto, say, Water Street, which is basically the first exit into the Capitol, and you're going towards DEC, every single year you hit potholes. So if I'm a CEO or a site selector coming into this region, I'm going to have lots of questions. If you're not even fixing your transportation, your surface transportation, what else aren't you doing? And it really does have that first impression. And that really sets a tone in our ability to attract new businesses.
TRIP's Director of Policy and Research, Rocky Moretti, says deteriorated roadways result in the average motorist in the Albany-Schenectady-Troy area paying $532 each year in extra vehicle operating costs, including increased fuel consumption and tire wear.
If the regions don't have adequate funding, either from the State Department of Transportation or from local governments to maintain this aging system, then that has repercussions. To the public, obviously, it means you're driving on roads in worse condition, and that's costing you money because your vehicles are deteriorating. From an economic perspective, New York State is in competition with the rest of the country to attract businesses and to keep businesses. And certainly they look at the quality of infrastructure as one of the factors that impacts their decisions.
Moretti says ever-increasing vehicle traffic continues to stress the aging transportation system. The The report notes $1.3 trillion of goods are shipped annually in and out of New York, which is expected to double over the next 25 years, likely requiring further investment.
In 2021, the federal government approved the bipartisan infrastructure bill. That has been critical in increasing funding to New York State. But in reality, from 2022 to 2023, capital improvements by the New York Department of Transportation for road and highway pavements actually dropped by 29% and by bridges by 20%. Certainly one of the challenges faced by the New York Department of Transportation has been a significant increase in the rate of inflation for highway construction. It has increased by 46% since the beginning of 2022.
In her State of the State address, Governor Kathy Hochul highlighted proposed investments in statewide transit and roads. Her budget will be presented Tuesday. The report also found that in the Capital Region, the average commuter is spending an additional 47 hours annually stuck in traffic due to traffic congestion and wasting an additional 23 gallons of fuel. The report says during the pandemic, vehicle travel in New York dropped by as much as 45% in April 2020 as compared to vehicle travel during the same month the previous year. By 2024, vehicle miles of travel in New York had rebounded to 7% below pre-pandemic levels in 2019. The report cites New York State Department of Transportation data estimating that vehicle travel statewide will increase by 23% by 2040. DOT did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
For the Legislative Gazette, I'm Dave Lucas.
And that about does it for this week's show. The Legislative Gazette is a production of WAMC, Northeast Public Radio. We had help from the New York Public News Network. You can listen anytime at WAMCpodcast.org or anywhere you get your podcasts. Look for program number 2503. And join us again next week at this same time for more news on New York State government and politics. For the Legislative Gazette, I'm David Gustina. Support for the Legislative Gazette comes from United University Professions, representing 37,000 academic and professional employees at SUNY campuses and teaching hospitals across New York State. Frederick E. Cole, President, UUPinfo.org.